Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
So I don't know how much time you're going to be spending outside tonight because with rain coming through, but it's going to be such a great weekend to be out in your backyard. And that prompted the list for today.
It did. Can I say something really quick about the game tonight?
Of course.
So Quentin and I were trying to figure this out during the break. So it looks like the Chargers are going to be missing not one, but 2 members of their offensive line.
Okay.
Which means the ability for the Chiefs to get sacks is going to be pretty high. George Karlaftis and Chris Jones may very well feast, which means that if you're a fan of the, what is it, the McDonald's Big Mac for a sack promotion, you're going to be eating pretty good next week.
So,
if that guy's missing, they're going to be, that's if they get, apparently, this is a pretty easy promotion, but if they get any sacks at all, meaning they tackle the quarterback, then behind the line of scrimmage, then McDonald's is buy one, get one free for a Big Mac.
For a week? For how long?
On Wednesday, I
just
think.
Just on Wednesday.
The day after the game.
I would never remember.
Oh, it's the day after the game?
It's any day. So, yeah, it'll be Saturday. If they play on Sundays, then it's Monday. It's the following day after the game.
All right. I think it used to be on Wednesdays. That's why I was confused.
Okay.
But anyway, so it looks like Kansas City's going to be eating pretty good on Saturday. All right, let's do the list. By the way, I have the polling set up. I'll tell you how you can vote on this and decide which one of these is the best. Because it's going to be such a beautiful weekend, like Jamie said, and so much going on. I mean, it's kind of, good Lord. Can I just say this? Usually at this point in the year, I can't wait for fall to start.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been fall since mid-August.
Oh, shit, you're right. I feel like it's been 100 degrees every day.
What? No, it hasn't.
Yes.
It's been like in the 70s.
Well, I was gone the week that it was in the 70s. I was in Croatia where it was in the high 80s. Like it
was 70 yesterday.
But that's one day. But then the week before that I was gone, it was in the 70s. When I left, it was still in the 80s here.
Anyway,
it's been hot this summer.
It has. Okay. I think it's been actually beautiful, but thank you for making my point. It's going to be beautiful this weekend.
It's going to be gorgeous this weekend.
It's going to be gorgeous this weekend. So we're doing our power rankings of the best things to do in the backyard. 913-586-7798. You guys really helped us out a lot on this, so thank you for that text line. I'll start with number 5 for me, and then we'll count these down, top 5. Crocodile Mile, because I put slip and slide initially, and then somebody on the text line reminded me of how great Crocodile Mile was.
I don't know
what
Crocodile Mile is.
Crocodile Mile was literally a slip and slide that ends in a pool.
Okay.
And it was really fun and really gross after 2 times on it because the mud would, you know, unless you had a really well manicured backyard, it wasn't worth it. But it was really fun, and I miss Crocodile Mile. And I know I'm at a point in my life where I'll never be able to hit a slip and slide again. That's just never going to happen. That my slip and sliding days are done.
Yeah. Running and sliding and then my butt hitting the ground does not sound like a lot of fun to me.
I will be honest. About 8 years ago, I did it here. We set one up for Henry and his friend in our backyard. And I hit it and almost lost a nipple. Like there was a tree branch or a root or something underneath it. And I hit that and it was bad. Mm-hmm. What's number five for you?
The movie on the projector screen. Again, not tonight, but if you can, if you have the screen or if you have the sheet that can hang on the side of a building, I just think that's it's sort of like having the drive-in movie theater in your backyard. I just think that's cool.
I really like that one a lot. In fact, I think when we talked about this yesterday, I said I want to get I might get a projector.
So you're shopping for one now, yeah.
Yeah, I might do this just to do on my, because I have room in my backyard to do it. We could hang a sheet up and watch. Actually, the back, that would be perfect. Never mind. We could do that.
You could invite neighbors over. Like, that could be a way that your kids could make friends in the neighborhood. Invite
neighbors
over.
I'm mad at my
neighbors
right now, so I'm having to do this show from Finn's room because my neighbor decided to work on his roof at 10 o'clock
God
in the morning.
God forbid he decide to work on his house during the day when it's actually decent enough outside.
What a jerk.
To be out there.
What a jerk. Yeah. Anyway. Well, he wasn't working. He was hiring people to do it. Oh. All right. Number four for me is backyard camping. This is more obviously for when you're a kid, but just the idyllic situation of you're in there, you're hanging out with your friends, you're talking, you kind of feel independent because your parents can't do anything. Your mom comes at one point to check on you and she's like, I made you guys s'mores. I made you guys some snacks. Here you go. Do you need any juice? And I only did it a couple times when I was a kid, but it was fantastic. I remember every single time.
Do we let kids do that now? Are we at the point in society where we don't let kids camp? I mean, we don't let kids play out front without parents outside. Do we let them sleep in a tent outside all night without parents out there? There's no way we do this, right?
In a fenced-in yard?
People can open fence gates. Foxes go in my backyard.
Yeah.
Every night.
I'd be more worried about wildlife here, and like a coyote or something, than I would about some weirdo doing something.
But
I don't know.
Then in that case, we should let our kids play around outside without our supervision.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
No argument here. Yeah. I 100% agree with that.
I had a friend who had a camper, and whenever we would go over to like spend the night, unlike a night like this, we would sleep in the camper.
We did that too when I was a kid because we had a camper out front.
Because it was like a fun, you're away from the parents because it's parked like all the way on the other side of the yard.
Yeah. And away from the bugs.
And
which
you never had to go inside.
My number four, I was thinking about like games that we played as kids that are fun to play outside. I put Red Rover as my number four. Red Rover, send whoever on over. You know, that was always, if you have a group of people,
and
like that's
jumping
a good time.
Over each other's backs.
Yeah. That's really fun for adults. Add liquor to that, and that's really going to be a good time.
Well, sometimes you might not get over.
Right. Exactly. yes.
So that was number four.
That's number
three
four.
For me is wiffle ball. Again, you get everybody has that uncle. I know I did, my Uncle Dave, who has some wicked underhand curve ball that defies physics and gravity and should be studied by MIT. And you play wiffle ball or just backyard baseball in general, but wiffle ball specifically. It's nice. You just have to swing. You don't have to be that fast. You don't have to be that talented.
There are multiple people's baseballs in my backyard right now. I noticed that yesterday from when I was gone.
Oh, really?
Somebody near me is playing baseball, and they're hitting it too hard, and it's ending up in my yard.
Are you going to be like, I'm keeping this?
Oh, I'm keeping it for the dog.
I'm going to start my own sporting store pretty soon.
No, the dog can go and then chew that thing up then. So,
yeah.
My number three is the life-size Jenga. I was looking at them yesterday.
How much were they?
So, 3 feet tall, those are about $30. I don't want that. I want one that's as tall as me. I want one that can sit on the on the concrete and be as tall as me.
What one made out of railroad ties? Like, let's make this real.
Yeah, I want to make it fun. Yeah. I want a big Jenga for the backyard.
That's
my number three.
Number three, down to number two, and I think this is on both of ours, but fire pit.
It is on my list. It is not number two.
Number two. Well, which one is it then, Jimmy?
Yes.
It's number two. It's Fire Pit. I mean, just there's something primal about it. Just sitting around, stoking a fire, getting some drinks, just talking all night. You know, I remember used to, when I was in bands, we would have a fire pit outside of the house. Mm-hmm. Somebody bring an acoustic guitar out and, you know, we'd strum and we actually knew what we were doing. So it wasn't just a bunch of losers playing Wonderwall. And singing around it. I mean, it was fun. It was great.
The previous, fire pit is my number one. And the previous owners of my house left their chimenea behind. And it was...
You've said this before. I thought you were trying to say chimney. What is
everything's chimenea? I'm trying to say chimney. You would need to look it up, but it's kind of like a potbelly stove, sort of.
Okay.
But it's got... they're like made of clay, although mine has a crack in the back of it now. But it's just got a bowl on the bottom that you can put your wood in, and then a tube kind of that comes up the top. And it's freestanding, and it sits in a cradle, and mine sits on my back patio. And so it's great because it gets a fire going pretty quickly. And you can also, it's not a massive fire, so it starts pretty fast. And you can put it out pretty fast. I love it. The previous owners didn't want it. They left it there. When I bought a house, I thought, I am going to have the fire pit of my dreams now. Because I love that. Even just by myself, you know, whenever, at night, on a weeknight, or in the morning. But usually at night, like, sit out there with a Manhattan. Sit out there with a... drink and just listen to the night.
Is there a specific drink you need to have around a fire pit?
Feel like it's,
is beer not good enough? Is it something specific that you need to have?
No, truly.
No, you love a Manhattan, but
like it can't be a seltzer. It needs to be a nighttime. Like we were talking about porters and stouts yesterday. If you're gonna drink beer, it needs to be a dark beer. But I'm a brown liquor girl, so
I mean, I'm gonna say the most manly thing I've said in a while, but. There's never a right time for White Claw unless I'm trying to sober up from the night before. Then I will drink a White Claw if it's like, well, maybe some hair of the dog would work.
Yeah.
And I just need a little bit of alcohol. What was your number two then?
So your number two is fire. My number two is bocce ball.
Bocce ball.
Blame the Italian in me. Blame the non-athlete in me because it requires zero athletic ability whatsoever.
It's literally just dropping a ball.
Rolling a ball across a yard. And trying to get your ball closer to the white ball than the other guy. It's great. It's super fun. So my number two is bocce ball.
All right. I'm going for the emotional gusto.
Oh, you're going for, you're trying to get the.
I'm going for the heartstrings.
The dad vote.
I'm going for the dad. I'm going for the son. I'm going for, you know, even if you're a young lady and maybe you're on the softball team. Playing catch in the yard with the old man. Just going back there and tossing the old, maybe a pigskin, maybe some leather and cork. You're just back there and you take turns. He throws it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's his turn to talk. You throw it back. It's your turn to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you don't really understand who this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand his life. But in that moment, there's a connection between the two of you that just feels so much stronger than any other moment that you've had. So yeah, backyard catch with the old man. That's number one for me.
I never played that with my dad ever. I never played catch in the backyard with my dad.
My dad and I didn't get along great. We actually, that was one of the few times we could actually just hang out. It just gives you something distracting.
It's something you can do that's active without having to talk to each other. Yeah.
Yeah, without having to actually discuss anything.
And
it's like Field of Dreams. It ends with, hey dad, want to have a catch? Oh, everybody cried. So that's my number one.
Yeah, my number one is the fire pit. I'll
your
be doing
one's
it.
Fire pit.
Probably not tonight because of the rain, whatever. But I guarantee you, tomorrow night and Sunday night, I will. There are my neighbor's tree. There are still remnants. I have so much firewood. It's been too hot for me to do a fire all summer, so I'll be doing a fire pit. I don't even care if it's just me alone out back with something with a drink in my hand. I used to, and I don't do this anymore. But I used to about every 6 months, I would smoke a pipe. I would do pipe tobacco.
You would smoke a pipe?
Yes. With my
that is awesome.
With my whiskey. It's not good for your throat. It's not good for your vocal cords. It's not good for doing
like
this for a living.
Corn cob pipe?
That's what I had because I didn't get into it. So I didn't invest in anything good. But when I went to the Outlaw, that's where I got mine. They said, they were super impressed, by the way. Like if you want to impress a guy, be a woman who says, I wanna smoke a pipe and drink my whiskey. They loved me. So they said the $10 corn cob pipe is what you should start with. But I was fast. Again, I dork out on everything, right? So they like taught me how to pack the tobacco in. So, and you don't want it to be too tight because then there's not enough airflow that comes through and stuff like that.
Tools for it and stuff?
Yeah, I bought all the little tools. I had a little box and everything. And then I lost that box in a breakup somewhere. But I used to do that I think I did it on the night of a bad election. I think I sat outside and did the piping.
There haven't been a lot of good ones lately. Yeah,
but just that with a little bit of whiskey. But so it'll be me in a chair. I've got the big tiki torches and stuff out back. I've got the prime set up for the fire pit. That's my plan.
I had a pipe. My friend bought me a pipe as a joke when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And this again goes back to my dad. My dad saw it, and instead of going, "Oh, you're smoking tobacco," or even "You're smoking, gonna smoke weed out of that,"
mm-hmm.
he went, "You smoking opium out of that?"
Huh?
It's like, okay. Dad, it's not the 1800s,
right?
Okay, I'm not doing laudanum and going to an opium den
and
hallucinating about Jack the Ripper. Like, what is wrong with you?
All right,
so those,
there you go.
Those are our top ones. You need to vote. We need your votes on this. 913-586-7798.
I feel like this is gonna be close.
If you want to vote for Jamie's, it means you just text J to the text line at 913-586-7798. Again, hers was fire pit for best backyard activity. If you want to vote for mine, text W to 913-586-7798. Mine was playing catch with the old man.
This will be interesting.
It will be. I think it's going to be close because it's going to be very split on gender lines.
I don't have music to go with mine. You have music to go with yours. I need music mine.
You should add more sound effects to your top picks.
I should. Clinton, get me good bonfire music. Yeah. Yeah, like a crackling fire. Not a song about fire, but crackling fire.
913-586-7798. Again, J for Jamie and Fire Pit, or W for Weir and Playing Catch with the Old Man for best backyard activities. We'll get your votes, and can't wait to see them. Coming up, a guy stole an SUV with a baby inside of it. I kind of have a hot take on this.
A hot take. We don't use that term.
Yeah. Hot take. About maybe we shouldn't be punishing this guy.
It's her fault. It's somebody's fault for leaving the baby in the car.
We'll talk about it coming up in about 5 minutes on Midday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Phone number to reach us, 913-586-7798. That is also the text line number if you would like to go that direction. What is the look on your face about? Why are you?
Oh, nothing. It's just Quentin was playing the intro music to Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Oh. I couldn't figure it out.
I love that because it just the effort he puts in to match the music with the topic. I just appreciate it.
No crackling fire music, I noticed.
Oh, boy.
There's a song by Pitbull called Fireplace.
I specifically said I don't want a song about fire.
You could have Fire by Jimi Hendrix.
Or Fire by the Pointer Sisters. Who did that song?
Yeah, Fire. You're right.
Is that Pointer Sisters? Wow. Where in my brain was that story?
Good job on that. Yeah,
holy cow. But just the crackling, the calming sound of a bonfire. Like
Josh Turner has a song called Firecracker.
Okay, she's saying
she wants
actually
listen
sound.
To what I say, does he? He no. doesn't actually
he's,
ever
she's
listen
she
to
wants
what I say.
The aesthetic presence of yes. fire, not a song that just references
I feel
references
like if
it.
I do, we're getting really close to like Christmas music because
no, we're not.
That's just.
I don't like
you,
Christmas music, so no, we're not.
I know
you're
going to be sucks. Insufferable to me in November. I love Christmas.
We're
going to so
have
much.
Fun, is what I know is going to be the case.
Okay, yeah, you're allowed to talk about it the Monday after Thanksgiving. That's
yeah,
when Christmas
talk about
starts.
What?
We're allowed to play Christmas music the Monday after Thanksgiving.
No, that's earlier than we've ever played it on this show.
That's when Christmas.
No,
that's when Christmas season starts.
No.
Not a second beforehand.
Week of Christmas. That's it. Right. Christmas Eve. That's it. Or not at all. Anyhow, we'll figure it out later.
We're going to be on the air on Christmas Eve or Christmas.
There we go.
There's your crying.
This is
phone.
White noise of somebody's house burning down.
Jeez.
No, that's what the picture is.
Great.
I got to be honest with you. If this show is live on Christmas Eve or Christmas, it's going to be hosted by a different person. I ain't doing that.
Is Christmas Eve a holiday for us?
Christmas Day is a holiday. Christmas Eve isn't, I believe. And then I'm taking off. I'm not going
to
be here.
So, well, that's good for me to know, I guess. Tell me now.
Yeah. Well, I only gave you 3 months notice. You're right.
Tell me now on the air. That's always good for me to know. What if I was going to take it off? Quentin can do the show.
We could both take it off. Like, why? Who's listening to the radio on Christmas?
Boss.
Like, that's... no, he's not.
Tell the boss.
He's not listening to the radio on September 5th.
Tell the boss. Anyhow, yeah, we have a story out of Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, let's talk about this. A story out of Louisville where an arrest was made after an SUV was stolen with a baby inside. There's a 911 call, and the transcript has the mother screaming, "My baby's in the car. Jesus, please help." The dispatcher says, "You don't know him, do you?" Meaning the guy who stole the car. And then the father says, "I do not know him. Never seen him from a can of paint."
Okay.
That's
an interesting.
The new one? Never heard that one before. It's a reaction any parent would have if their child were in a vehicle that was stolen, according to this story from Louisville. The August 27th nightmare for this couple happened near Louisville's hospital district. The parents told dispatchers they stepped away from the running SUV near Southbrook Street and East Broadway with their baby inside, but the mother was still close enough to see it happen. The baby was inside. This guy stole the car. By the way, the mugshot of this guy is an all-timer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
He is literally making the face you would make if somebody said to you, "Hey, look insane." like, just look like you have one scrambled brain cell dancing around in your noggin.
Yeah, like monster under the bed. If I was to say, hey, there's a monster under the bed, if you were to picture what that might look like, it's this guy. But like with the bulgy eyes, the center of the eyes that are coming out, and he's looking down, it's like there's something on the ground that is scaring him.
So it's not, unless you have a different story, it's not really explained why they stepped away from the SUV.
No.
Why he was able to get in it, why he was able to drive off. But here's the thing about this. He stole a running car. Fine. Granted, not a great thing to do. I will grant you that. But he's being charged with kidnapping because there was a baby in the car.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I think that that is too far. I don't think we should be charging somebody like this with kidnapping when they stole a running vehicle that happened to have a baby in it. And here's the logical reason for that. I'm not just trying to be, you know, contrarian or edgy or anything like that. Shouldn't be charging him because he then went to a hospital, dropped the baby off, and then got back into the car and ran away. He took the baby inside of the hospital. He didn't like just drop it on the curb and drive off too. He took it in, made sure it was okay, and then left.
In other words, he just wanted to steal the car, and then it freaked him out when he saw that there was a baby inside.
Right.
Yeah.
And if we start charging somebody for kidnapping when they happen to steal a car where baby was in it, are they more likely to bring the baby back? No. They're more likely, or are they more likely to leave it on the side of the road somewhere at best? So dumping extra charges onto it, I think, is a bad idea. I think you charge him for stealing the car that happened to have a baby in it.
Well, legally, it's still kidnapping. I know where you're going, and I see where you're coming from. But if he hadn't stolen the car in the first place, he wouldn't have had to have worried about whether there was a kid in the back, and then wouldn't have had to worry about the kidnapping charge, you know? So don't commit the first crime, and then you don't have to worry about being charged with the second. I am surprised. In many places, including here, isn't it illegal to leave your car running if it's unlocked?
We talk about this
in the winter, where if you start your car and leave your car running, if it's not locked, I think that's illegal.
Is it just a winter thing, though? Because if your car's running in your driveway because you're warming it up, that's when we always hear about it. But yes, maybe it is. Like, I don't know, 913-586-7798. Does anybody know on this?
We can look that up.
Because I assume it would be you can't leave your car running at any point.
Usually laws aren't seasonal unless they have something to do with like hunting or something like that. Yeah. But there are places where it's against the law. And I think here is one of them where it's against the law to leave your car running with it unlocked.
Yeah.
And the way a lot of us get around it is we have key fobs, and so we can leave our car running, but it's locked, and that's okay. That way nobody can steal it. And I wish I had the explanation for why on earth they left. Like, it's one thing if you're leaving your baby and you shouldn't do that either. Leave your kid in your car with you not in it because, I mean, not that you're asking for kidnapping, but you're enabling it, right? You're making it easier for somebody to kidnap your kid. But to leave the car running, it's a visual, hey, come steal me. I mean, because somebody can see the exhaust coming out. So it's a big red flag saying, hey, come steal this car. And they justified it because the mother was close enough to see it happen. Well, you weren't close enough to stop it from happening. So I put a little more responsibility on the parents. I'm curious to know if this was against the law.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't feel like this guy, he should definitely be charged with Grand Theft Auto. And he definitely seems like he has a lot of problems. I might actually not be as sympathetic towards him if he didn't seem so out of his mind. But the parents left the car running. They made an attractive nuisance, so to speak. And they left the baby in the car. And he did, like, the nice thing of making sure the baby... He did a better job than the parents as far as his kid is concerned.
But he didn't do a nice thing. He stole a car. So I don't give him the break that you do. If you hadn't stolen the car, just because it's running doesn't mean you should steal it. It doesn't mean that you're more allowed to steal it. And if you hadn't stolen it, you wouldn't have had to worry about the kid in the backseat anyway. I say charge everybody, though. I'm okay with charging the parents for leaving the car running, like enabling a crime to happen, and charge the guy with all the crimes that he committed. But I look at that. No, I don't have kids, I guess, and I know some of you have told stories of when you have left your kid in the car and you've run into the convenience store really fast and come out and okay, fine, I've never been in that position, but you're leaving the car running and the door's unlocked? What are you doing?
I have an answer to your question.
Was I right about anything?
Missouri has no state law preventing you from leaving your car running while unattended. However, Kansas City has its own ordinance prohibiting the practice. The exact phrase of the city ordinance is, no person driving or in charge of a motor vehicle shall permit it to stand unattended without first stopping the engine, locking the car, and removing the key from the ignition and effectively setting the brake.
And I believe it's a law in Kansas, or at least in, on the Kansas side here, I think it's also a law that you can't leave your car running without. Because for that reason, you're asking for it to be stolen.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to blame victims because like, to your point, you know, you shouldn't be stealing cars. The more you know. But I don't... I mean, you... If you have a car that can be stolen from you leaving it running, don't walk away from it. Like my car works off of my phone. Like you can't get in it and go anywhere without the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. A lot of cars have key fobs. You can't get
Same
anywhere
thing.
Without the key fob.
For more than
like
10 feet away.
It has to be within in the car 10 feet away. So if you leave it running, that's on you. So anyway, 913-586-7798. From the text line, charge the parents with child endangerment. Yeah, sure.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Quick update on the votes for the backyard activities. Best backyard bonanza. Currently, again, it was vote text J to 913-586-7798 to vote for a fire pit. Text W for Weir and playing catch with your dad. 913-586-7798. Currently, it is 81 to 19. You thought it'd be close. It's
81.
Not.
Wait, say that again. 80.
It is 81% to 19.
You're winning?
No, you're winning.
I am?
We have an audience of people who hate their fathers. That's totally fine.
Or who didn't do that with their dads.
Yeah, who don't like their dads. That's fine. You bunch of dad-hating jerks. 913-586-7798. Yes, Quentin.
I was just going to answer the second part of your question. In Kansas, it is illegal to leave your car running, except if you have a remote start.
Yeah, that's exactly.
If you have a remote start, then you're allowed to leave your car running.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because it's locked.
And that's a state law.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Okay. Sticking with the child stories here and kids being perhaps taken.
Picked up by the wrong person.
Or going to the wrong place. This happened in Sydney, Australia. This was out of the BBC. An investigation has been launched after a grandfather mistakenly took home the wrong child from a daycare center. He arrived to collect his grandchild from First Steps Learning Academy. He accidentally took home a different child who was asleep in a dark room. They only figured this out when the mother of the child arrived to find that her one-year-old was not there. And they didn't know where the child was.
Can I just say something? The scariest and most stressful part of my day is going to pick up my nine-year-old from school. Because you go there and all the other kids come out. And you're waiting. And you're waiting.
He's inside goofing around.
Part of your brain goes, well, maybe he's just, maybe their class got dismissed later or whatever. And then you see some kids from his class. And you go, okay, where is he? And you're trying to rationalize this, like, okay, he's just straggling behind. Maybe he's talking to a friend or whatever. And then eventually you see him and you're washed with relief. But I will tell you, there's been a couple times where I've been waiting for my kid and they didn't show up. And I had absolute meltdowns. It happened last year when we first moved here. Finn went to the wrong place, didn't know which door to come out, went to the pickup line for cars instead of the walkout line, and we couldn't find him, and we were losing our minds. And then it happened with Henry when we lived in Lexington, exact same thing, only opposite. He started walking home by himself. It's a terrifying moment. But imagine this. You go to pick up your kid, the kid never shows up, and then they tell you, hey, yeah, no, he was already, they were already picked up.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? This old man came and got him. And they said, this woman, the mom said, they couldn't tell me the man's name. They couldn't tell me who he was. They couldn't tell me who he was meant to pick up.
They couldn't even tell me what he even looked like.
Right.
Just that he was old.
Apart from wearing shorts and he was old. I mean, does this mean at this preschool or daycare, anybody can just go and pick up any kid? Like, just show up there and be like, hey, I'm here to get a child. Can you give me one?
Oh, cool, thanks.
You guys got kids in there. Let me have one.
This must be the phrase for fired in Australia. First Step told the BBC the worker involved in the incident has been stood down.
Stood down.
I assume that means suspended or fired.
I believe the British term is made redundant.
Okay.
I don't know if... I should know this in every language by this point. Yeah.
Here's what makes me insane about this story, and I don't know if there's another version of this somewhere that we can find. Because what we know is that the grandfather very quickly figured it out and very quickly raced the child back. And his wife said that her husband was devastated and owned the mistake. Was he just a random guy? Does he have dementia? Or was he supposed to pick up a different kid? Because there's no mention of, was he supposed to pick up his granddaughter, Molly? And instead, he picked up her little friend, Jessica? Or was he not supposed to be at this school at all? Also, yes, the protocols at this school need to be evaluated in every possible way.
How do you not know what your own granddaughter looks like? I don't know.
Because they don't say, like, she was crying in another room, where's grandpa? You know, they don't mention that anywhere.
Wouldn't the daughter, I don't know how old the kid is in the story, but she's 3 years old? She doesn't know this guy, and he's picking her up and taking her home, and she's just, okay.
One-year-old.
One-year-old, okay.
The kid that he brought home is 1 year old.
All right, I'm actually going to give him a little bit of a break then. A little bit. Because, you know, 1 year old, you should be able to tell your grandkids. It is a little bit harder at one to tell a kid to, they're all bald, little wrinkly things.
No, at 1 year old,
it's a little bit harder at one.
They don't look like they just came out. Like at 1 year old,
they're the same. They're all the same at that age. I get it.
But where was the kid was he supposed to pick up a different kid? And where was that child?
That
is nowhere in this story.
That's a great point. Like, why weren't they calling
the parents of the kid that was supposed to be picked up.
Right. Yes. Or, why were they? Yeah. Because if one kid was picked up accidentally, that means another kid wasn't.
Right.
Where was his granddaughter?
Yeah. Where was the kid he was supposed to pick
up? And why weren't they calling? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Unless he just has dementia or something, just wandered into this school and kidnapped. He's not being charged with anything. So.
No, should he be charged with anything? He should be charged with
kidnapping?
He did. Not intentional, though.
But legally, it's kidnapping.
I mean, maybe they have different laws in Australia, hopefully. He made a mistake, and then he immediately went back. It's not
still
his fault.
Kidnapping.
But they gave him the wrong kid. But, if I went to the hospital, and I had I just had a newborn, and they put, and this has happened, they put the wrong infant in the car seat, and I took him home, and I realized, this kid doesn't look anything like the kid we had earlier. What the hell's going on? That's not kidnapping. Who knows? It might have been dark. Or maybe... This is also very likely. He pulled up in the car and said, hey, I've got a granddaughter in there. And they just brought out a kid and put her in the car.
Okay, I'm looking for other versions of this.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
And maybe, you know, this is, I'll just say my point. Isn't there you're only supposed to have three people are supposed to pick up this one kid? And then you're supposed to be yeah, this is the kid I need.
I mean,
at most schools, you get a placard that you're supposed to
put up. It goes in the front window.
Goes in the front window so that, one, it's easier for them to say, hey, send down this kid that matches that number. But also, they won't let you pull up in a car and just say, hey, I'm some kid's father. Let me have him. You'd have to show ID and stuff.
I have picked up friends' kids from school before and... Mm-hmm. Multiple things will happen. They will, my name is on a list at that school. They will email the school ahead of time with my make and model of the car. And I have one of those placards that goes in my front windshield. So there's no mistake whatsoever.
Right. All right. 913-586-7798. Who messed up worse here? Was it the preschool or was it the grandpa? The grandpa who didn't recognize his own one-year-old grandchild or the school who gave him the wrong kid.
Okay.
913-586-7798.
Sorry, I know we're against a break. I have more detail on this. There's a version of this that says he was given the wrong child and didn't realize that he was there to collect his grandchild, but he was given the wrong child.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is maybe she was asleep in I don't know. Or maybe did they bring her to the car?
He said he didn't notice because he was struggling with the car seat.
Yep.
And he was more concerned about trying to figure out the car seat.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay. Mm.
All right. 913-586-7798. Who's more to blame here? The grandpa didn't know his own one-year-old daughter or the school for putting the wrong kid in his car. 913-586-7798. We'll talk about this some more coming up on Midday.
All right, real quick, a little bit more of what we've learned about this is that it was several hours that this grandfather had another person's kid. He goes to the daycare to collect the grandchild. He was accidentally given the wrong child and didn't realize it. His wife said when he got there, the children were sleeping in the room and the room was dark. Apparently, he struggled with the car seat. And when they got him home, he snuggled him and he went to sleep and still didn't realize it. They said the baby has the same hair and had the dummy in his mouth. And the grandpa said, he's not well, he's not himself. And then they looked, I guess, and figured out this is not our grandchild.
He's not himself?
He's in fact not himself. Somebody,
like a totally different person.
Yeah.
So it's a story out of Australia where the grandpa accidentally picked up the wrong kid. Took hours for them to figure it out, apparently. And the person who gave him the kid has been fired. We're just trying to figure out how you don't recognize your own grandchild. I think that's kind of... Yeah. Unless you have 15. Andy Reid has a lot of grandchildren. Mormon. So that's common. Maybe I could see that if you have a ton of them, but
if you never see them,
maybe.
But again, that's why the checks and balances are in place at the school to make sure they give you the right kid.
Right. And to me, the failure is just on the part of the school. I would be terrified if I had a kid at this preschool.
I mean, what if this guy was not a good guy? I mean, because they brought the kid back as soon as they figured it out.
They didn't require any proof.
No.
He just said, I'm here to pick up a kid. And they brought out the wrong kid. I think it's that one. There you go. Like, could anybody just pull up to daycares?
I guess.
All this effort guys in vans are putting into their candy supplies. All you need to do is drive up to a daycare and pick one out, apparently.
Look harmless. Look like a grandfather and
look like a nice old man. Yeah. All right, coming up. A woman accidentally ate dog food. Accidentally? I mean, come on. You don't have to be so choosy. Talk about that next at midday.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.